And recording. Here's my mic check. Taiwan Special, episode one of the week. I'm doing this early on Saturday. Had some stuff come up. And I'm wearing my Punisher shirt, by the way, because I feel like punishing. Look, I've been developing and working on this Linux curriculum all week long. I mentioned it last week. And I've been adding to... I've been trying to get this curriculum finished, but I can't do the videos yet because the curriculum isn't done. I'm adding the what we learned, you know, section of each. That's important. I mean, pedagogically, which, you know, for those of you in Reed Rapids, that means education, like education philosophy. In pedagogically, you're supposed to have, the teaching points, the lesson points, somewhere connected to a lesson so that you know if you learned what you were supposed to, so that teachers can make sure that they cover the important essentials, so that a test and homework can be written correctly, so that curriculum committees and oversight can compare the class to the core or develop a core from the curriculum. So you've got to have like what you learned. That's important. I made them a little bit comical, which you've got to go. No, we're talking verb.vip, not .com.vip. It's a domain. Verb.vip, and you go to the repo. And I just finished 201, Shell 201, Lesson 12. The very end of Shell 201. There's four courses, and this is the second, 201. It goes 101, 201, 301, and guess what? Da-da-da, 401. So, I got all done. And I was reading this article, which is linked at the very end of the take section. It's called the take. I call it that. I invented it. And I was reading this guy's article as he was talking about text editors. Now, when you develop Linux, or when you develop not Linux but any software, when you write a computer program, you use what's called a text editor, because the program uses text, you know. So that's what it's called, text editor. And what a good text editor will take your computer language and make it look like a rainbow. It'll be all colorful. And actually, that helps you get your open and close quotes and your open and close parentheses matched up. If that makes any sense, you know, like in math, you know, you're doing your math stuff and you got to have your parentheses opening and closing, and you got parentheses inside parentheses, and, you know, using quotes when you're writing, you know, like quotes, like when you're writing a book or a blog or whatever, email, you use quotes to open dialogue and close. Okay. Well, it matches those up and makes them all colorful. So it's easy to make sure that you're doing your computer code correctly. Okay. All right. Okay. Text editor. All right. Well, one of the text editors is called Emacs, E-M-C-A-S. And this guy, should I look over it yet? I'm thinking I'm going to, oh, come on, open. Oh, there you are. And then, oh, wrong button. Okay, great. Buttons are off and I'm over there. And no, I'm going to find his, I'm finding his name for you. And this is going to take just, I'm almost there. You're the developer, and lesson 12, and then find, then scroll down the awesome text editor that I have. Okay, and his name is, okay, scroll over this way, Daniel, I don't know how to pronounce his last name, sorry. Okay, I'll try. Meisler, M-I-E-S-S-L-E-R, Daniel Meisler, and it's from danielmeisler.com, and it's called, it's called The Differences Between Vi, Vim, and Emacs. Vi is V-I, Vim is V-I-M, and E-M-A-C-S. So The Difference Between Vi, Vim, and Emacs, by Daniel Meisler. Probably someone tries to pronounce it Meisler. If that's what it is, I'm sorry. Really, it's an amazing, witty article this guy wrote. And he talks about the difference, and he gets to the end, and he starts talking about Emacs. See, there's these two text editors, and they've been around forever, and they're kind of the basis of what computer programmers use to write their programs. Vi, and Emacs. And they were both written in 1976 by some of the pioneers in the software industry, Bill Joy and Richard Stallman. Now, when Daniel gets to the end of this thing, he says Emacs, you know, Vi is useful. It takes a little bit while to learn, but once you got it, it's awesome. And then Emacs, it's incredibly customizable. It can get up and do everything for you. It'll do the dishes if you program it how to, you know, okay, he's talking. But then he says the problem with Emacs is that it's complicated to get into. It's not just like Vi where, or Vim, what they call it today, but same thing. It's not like Vim where you take a tutorial, you learn how to use it. It's a little weird at first, but then really it's really just amazing to use once you learn to use it. Like I edit stuff incredible. I'm like, I didn't know you could edit stuff faster. So using arrow keys, it's a boom, 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 boom. It's like you change everything. It's like, what was that? Vim, you got to learn to use it. Sorry for boring you with this, if I'm boring, but this is important. I'm rattling my paper so it sounds like I've got something I'm planning to talk about, because we're all creatures of marketing, right? Look, Vi is great, but you've got to learn it, and once you learn it, it's amazing. It's like learning to drive a car. You save the time you took taking the class by getting places faster. Emacs, however, has a whole lot more involved in order to move in. And what Daniel Meisler says at the end of his article is, the problem with Emacs is that nobody wants to join a church in order to use a text editor. I love it. He said, nobody wants to join a church in order to use a text editor. Now, I laughed and I loved it, and I know what he's talking about, and he didn't use a lot of words, nowhere near as many words as I'd use, in order to make his point. But I know what he means. Now, the sad thing is that I know what he means. Because I shouldn't know what he means. Nobody wants to join a church in order to... George, they need... All right. Okay, so for the people in Reed Rapids, what he means by nobody wants to join a church is he means he doesn't want it to be hyper-complicated with all these hoops to jump through. Okay. All right, it's all this stuff to set up and verify that this is the right way, and then to take 10,000 classes and every week or whatever it is, and, you know, more than zero. And in order to... Okay, so, see, it makes sense what Daniel said in his awesome, in his dazzling blog post, is how I described it. It makes sense what he said, but it shouldn't make sense. So I'm going to say something else that makes sense that shouldn't make sense. Since Daniel's statement that shouldn't make sense makes sense, I'm going to say something else that shouldn't make sense that makes sense.